This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. The little boy was very proud of his dad. His dad was a well-known opera singer. One evening he went with his mum to hear his dad sing in Mendelssohn's Elijah, based on the Old Testament account of the famous prophet Elijah. And this opera was written sometime in the 1800s. Well, the boy noticed that his father sang his heart out, especially at the part of the story where Elijah prays for rain. As soon as the performance ended, would you believe, the heavens opened up and rain fell down in buckets. And the little guy looked up at his mother's face and asked, "Mummy, did God think Daddy really meant it?" Well, we sometimes call this earnest prayer or pleading prayer. We pray with all our heart. When you pray, do you really mean it? Does it make any difference? Some people are confused about prayer, thinking God's up in the clouds somewhere, checking up to see if you're behaving. Maybe a few Our Fathers might be a good thing, but prayer is much more than that. Perhaps you're among the millions around the world who pray, but wonder if you're really reaching God at all. But then again, you might be curious about prayer, but skeptical about whether it's anything more than fluff and human emotion. You might say, "Well, my mother prayed with me during my bedtime prayers. That was a long time ago." The dictionary definition of prayer tells us that to pray is to make a request of God or to address Him. But I think there's a better definition. Richard Allen Bodie, a Christian professor and minister, defined prayer as, "May we not say that prayer, at the heart of it, is just talking with God?" Well, maybe we're getting somewhere now. To pray is simply communicating with God. It's with God, not just to God, a two-way level of communication, because the Bible indicates that God loves to hear His children pray. Christian prayer is talking with the God of the Bible. It's a conversation with the supreme creator of the universe, the Father of Jesus. Many people, unfortunately, have a misconception about prayer. They think that if they force themselves to pray a certain amount of time, it'll bring them closer to God. But for those who are the children of God, that's not really how prayer works. Prayer is not a magic gimmick, not something that we do or force ourselves to do that's going to result in something special happening. We pray because we're close to God. We pray because God lives in us through the Holy Spirit. It's a dynamic and living relationship that makes life quite exciting. Jesus said this, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open." That's Luke 11, verse 9 to 10. And that's why prayer works. Our Heavenly Father loves to hear and respond to our prayers. Now, you might be facing marriage problems, loneliness, money trouble, poor health. Perhaps you're grappling with job difficulties or fear of the future. But you don't have to remain helpless. Spend some time every day and explain to God in your simple conversation how you're feeling, what's going on. Invite God through the person of Jesus to give you the inner strength, the insight and wisdom to know what to do next. It's amazing how prayer can help the mind and body recover after a bad time. Do we need God through prayer? Yes. We were made to function best emotionally when we've got a prayer for relationship with God. It was C.S. Lewis who said, "God designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is the fuel our spirits were designed to burn, or the food our spirits were designed to feed on. There is no other." So what it is spiritual nourishment of the best kind, divine help when you need it. And who wouldn't ask for that? It could be you're feeling too busy, tired, or you feel not good enough to pray. The reality is that only a relationship with God can unravel the ultimate meaning of your life. Only through that connection with Him. You were made by Him, for Him. No one on earth can come close to loving you like He can. There are lots of good things that God has made that we can enjoy. And those things can sometimes bring temporary relief. But they really won't satisfy the deep longings in our heart. Only He can do that. Heavenly Father, I do really mean it. I want my prayers to be significant, sincere, honest, and I know that as I pray to you, you're going to hear me. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.